What is up, beautiful people? Welcome back to another episode of Ignite Your Purpose, where we are here simply, well, I'm here simply to talk, and it's all about education, encouragement, and engagement for you, us, everyone, this planet, for a better life, a more fulfilled life, and the life of the long haul. Johnny, what's the word?
In this episode of the Ignite Your Purpose podcast, we are going to show you, tell you, how to leverage more time today. We've all got busy lives. Leveraging more time today. Max.
So, straight up fact here. You and I can only talk about what it is to be males in this beautiful universe of ours. I know I run a business. I run businesses. We do music. We do the podcast. We do the blog. We do the vlog. I work out, I train martial arts, hand-to-hand combat, and in there I have to have Zen Zone time. So I might not know what it is to be a government worker. I might not know what it is to be a mother. I might not know what it is to be a single parent. I might not know what it is to be a single parent with five kids, and nor do you.
No.
But straight up fact is, it doesn't matter who we are, where we are, where we're at, we're all busy. In our own special ways.
Yeah.
And hopefully that's not your ego creating shit that you're just so busy to be busy. But truthfully, we are busy people, right? Do you want to jump in there, John, quick? Or do you want me to just...
Yeah, I was going to say that neither Max or Sheena or myself and Emma, we are childless for our own choices. And everybody with children seems to have a busy life. But it doesn't mean that those without children don't have busy lives. Between us, we've got four businesses. And so that's 9 to 5, we're working. Outside of those hours, we're invoicing, we're quoting, we're doing the accounts, we're doing the books, cleaning the house, shopping, cooking, meditating, exercising, sitting on our asses occasionally for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And so we're all busy, and therefore we need to look for better ways or smarter ways to create that important time for ourselves, which ultimately is to ensure that we are fit and healthy, and that allows us to take care of everybody else, and then we're all happy, we hope.
Truth.
So Max, do you want to tell a story, and then I've got a couple of short stories, and I've also got a visual demonstration.
Whoa.
Some tools of the trade. Okay.
Like I said to you earlier, I am going to be very abrasive on this one. You know, I'll start off by saying this. Are you fucking worth it? Should be your first thing when you, whoever's watching this right now, when you look in the mirror, are you worth it? Step one, day one. And I don't care if you own a business. I don't care what you are, mother, father, you're fat, you're skinny. Whatever the case is, people, are you worth it? And then you got to think about the long haul for all those that are around you. So if I'm 450 pounds on a 3-foot body frame and I look in the window mirror and say, I'm fucking sick of being fat, then I need to change. I need to do something about that. And all the little tricks and trades, for me, I call it bullshit, bro. You need to just fucking put one foot in front of the other and get at it. You got to create that time, man. If it means getting up an hour earlier or staying up an hour later, please, I'm an advocate of health first and sleeping, but stop fucking watching bullshit shows. Stop being involved in drama.
Stealing all the thunder.
But I just want to say this. You know, there are 24 hours in a day. We need our sleep. But dude, you got to consciously make the decision of what's important to you. If you are overweight or underweight or whatever it is and you're happy, cool, I'm happy for you, do you. But if you have an inkling of a unhappiness that is going to grow and grow and grow as you age, please just fucking make the time. It is simple. Sorry that I'm swearing. But this agitates me because you are in control. Nobody else controls you. You're not a puppet on a string. You're not a 6-year-old child. You can make it happen. I better shut up because you can start to see the fire spitting out of me. I got the red shirt on. I'm ready to Rocky Balboa this shit. Go ahead, Johnny. Let him rip. Because John's the cool one. I'm the abrasive.
No, I'm not. I'm just chilled, man. children. Okay, I'm going to give you some simple ideas, and then you can apply them. If they resonate, if they don't, fuck them off and find something else that does for you, because we're all very different. Max has mentioned this a few times on his podcast. You know, I discovered recently it's not about earning more money, it's about spending less. So I've stopped buying so much shit, having so much shit, keeping up with the Joneses. And what that has done is the very less shit, boom.
Nice.
Because I need less stuff in my life. I need less money. When I need less money, I need to spend less hours working. Now, I work for myself and I still work hard, but it's allowed time to do the podcasts, to prepare the house for being sold. So that's a simple one to do. Think, actually, do I need so much money? I can work less. You create time to go down the park with the kids, to cook a husband for your wife, or whatever it might be. So that's the first one. In this household, we're not, we're not anal about everything. We're not freaking holier than thou. We are human, but we choose TV as an exception to the rule. And we make it an event. We'll say, oh, let's go watch a couple of episodes of X tonight. We'll maybe get a pizza in or make our own pizza, and we'll have a loungy, chilled out night in the lounge. But it's once a week, once every couple of weeks, and we'll pick something that we want to watch, something educational or just a movie. And we take that time, but it's not every night. So it makes it more special. It makes it much more fun spending that time together. And although we're always floating around the house. So that's the TV. A lot of people say, I don't have time to meditate. And I say this all the time, and especially this next tip I screwed in our house. What we used to do is I'd flick the kettle on to make a cup of tea, and I'd fill it up, and that probably takes 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes, and that's the time I spend meditating. You sit inside the room, you concentrate on the breath, or just listening to the kettle boil, and your mind will wander away. It's not about emptying the mind, it's about saying, okay, I've wandered away, and then coming back to the breath, or coming back to the noise of the kettle. And that's what you can do. We screwed that because we bought hot tap, which is instant hot water, so I had to find other ways of doing that. And the other one here often is we don't have time to make breakfast, or we jump in the car, throw the kids in the car, we stop at Wendy's or whatever place it is to pick up breakfast on the way to work. Now, A, you're still spending time doing that, but it's also costing you money. So I've got a tip or a trick that I can show you. It probably takes about 3 minutes to make. Once you've got the stuff in, it's healthy. You can chuck it in a pot. You can eat it on the way to work. You can eat it in work. You can eat it back in the car with kids. Would you like to see it?
I would.
Okay, hold on.
This is one of my favorite meals, by the way, so I am very excited for it.
Right, you can talk, and I'm going to get some stuff.
Okay, do it. And like I said, people, for me, I come from the school of hard knocks, man. I'm a hard noser. If you want something, you gotta fucking make the time to get it. You know, Bob down the street or Susie or government or whoever you're thinking, your parents, your husband, your wife, nobody's gonna save you, man. It isn't about that. It's about you doing you and you saving you. Okay, John, show us the way.
This is called overnight oats. It's cheap, simple, quick, delicious, and it's got some nutrition in there. Okay, so we've got a container. And we've got some oats. These particular ones are gluten-free from Whole Foods. And this is for two people. So if you need to do it for four people, double it up. So.
Oh, by the way, the timer is that we're at. Okay, I got the timer on. Keep going.
We've got 5 minutes.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about how long this takes. Keep going.
Okay, we've got a cup of oats.
Yep.
In the can. For two people, so it's a cup of oats. This is a nut milk. Oh no, this is coconut milk. So that's one. Two cups of coconut milk. Okay.
It's been a minute so far.
And that's it. To make it more interesting, We've got some goji berries, a few of those in there.
Let's get the nutrition in. Get the nutrition in, baby.
We've got some coconut.
Yes.
We've got some... ready, container's broken. We've got some cacao nibs.
Oh! The weight of my heart.
Really high in the antioxidants. And, oh, here we go, another one. Some pumpkin seeds. Throw a few of those in there. We've got, what are these? Sunflower seeds. A few of those. And
you could use, people watching, you could use any type of dried fruit. Any type of dried fruit.
A few raisins. You can put the dried fruit in there. Anything you want. And that's it. So basically,
that wasn't even 3 minutes.
Stir it.
We're at 2 minutes and 22 seconds.
Put the lid on, put it in the fridge, leave it overnight. That's it. In the morning, you get whichever containers you want, whether they're compostable, recyclable, disposable ones, or if you just want to use a Tupperware pot and then take it back home to wash it. Chop some banana, throw some banana in the bottom.
Mm.
Oh. Scoop the overnight oats in, put some fresh fruit on the top, bit of maple syrup if you need kids just to get it, because children are used to sweet things now. And that's it. There's loads of nutrition. It will keep you going all morning easily. And it's better than hash browns or fried eggs or whatever fast food that they've got that's probably not even food. Have that, your cup of green tea, glass of water. Water with lemon, and there you go. So now, quick.
Now that took, we'll just call it 3 minutes.
Call it 3 minutes.
Let's call it 3 minutes now. Let's just say before the child's bedtime or your children's bedtime or you and your husband's bedtime, yeah, your wife's bedtime, you do it as a group, and let's say it even takes you 7 minutes because you want to chop up some bananas, and it's a family event. And you're
10 minutes, yeah. Enjoy involving the kids.
Exactly. And now you're teaching, you know, it's what they say, you know, you teach a man to fish or a woman to fish, they'll never be hungry, right? We got to put forward that nutrition. But in general, it's that time you're spending together that is positive and educational.
Yeah. We've got, you know, dozens of little recipes like this that once we've posted this, I can post these other videos below. Chocolate chai pudding. It's like chocolate pudding for breakfast. It might take a few minutes longer because there's a bit more stirring, but not much really. And there's loads of them.
But what you're saying right there is the thing. Once, again, this is all about lighting a fire under your ass. So once you've seen this, you guys can do your own research, man. And I'm saying to you, you want to carve out, and for me and John, we've been doing the whole exercise thing. I like to be there for an hour and a half. I'm not saying everybody else can do that. But if you can carve out 15 minutes for yourself and do, you're a mama bear, you're a papa bear, you're sore, you do 15 and 15 of push-ups, air squats, and sit-ups, you carve out 10 minutes for that. That's, dude, you know how much better you're going to start feeling?
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about some of the weird little things like nutrition and health, but let's say you're starting a business, John, and you carved out an extra 30 minutes to cold call every day. Yo, I'm Bob, and I'm trying to start my business. You see what I'm saying? It's all relevant. It's just how bad do you fucking want it, people?
It is, and it's think about it. With the kids, I can make this food. It's nutritious. It's easy. It's quick. And I completely forgot the point I was going to say then.
Because I talk too much.
Because you talk too much. It's easy. And remember, this is nutritious breakfast. It's not like your sugar snaps or your Wheatos or whatever it is, which is, it's just full of crap. It's
Amen.
Just full of crap. It's not good for you.
And
I still can't remember the point.
Okay, well, let me flip in. And I know what it cut. Well, I don't. I shouldn't say that. But I know from tea.
I've remembered. You have a can of Coke. It's going to take you 2 hours walking to burn that off. If you had this crappy breakfast, it's going to take you all the time to burn it off. But it's just the good stuff. Sorry, I'm rambling there.
No, it's perfect. It's perfect. It's health in your belly. Also, flip on this.
Finish it off.
Think about this, people. That breakfast he just made and any of the shit we're talking about will actually fucking save you money in the long time so that you could buy a, whatever, a gym pass, a set of dumbbells. You have money now to invest in advertising for your company.
Save your fucking life because it's not middle-aged bread. It's middle-aged bread that started when you were 20 fucking one and you said, I can exercise, I can eat whatever I want. It's okay. It's a lifetime of habits. And we're not being personal. We're just sort of very genetic. The world over has all got the same problems, the obesity, the diabetes, the Alzheimer's, you name it.
And truthfully, you and I were there at one point, right? Like, I ate shit back when I was a youth. So did you, so.
We're probably going to go over. I was talking to Emma today, and I said, do you remember I was quite clumsy and forgetful. I was always losing my keys and where's my wallet? And I said, yeah. I said, well, let's connect that to getting heavier and getting overweight and getting bigger. And I was nearly 14 stone. I don't know what that is in American or Canadian.
It's like
but I was overweight, probably obese. And you don't just get big and overweight here. Everything starts clogging up in your head as well. There's no magic line that separates things. And since I've lost 10, 20, 30, 35 pounds.
I was going to say 40, yep.
I'm nearly 40 pounds. I'm sharper. I'm clearer. I don't remember putting the wrong fuel in the car or not finding my wallet or losing the keys. Can't remember that far back. So I don't know. That's my little bit of homemade science, the correlations. That's it. I've said enough. Max has said enough. We're out of here. Remember, tune in, comment, share, ask us questions, be awesome.
Subscribe. Subscribe and love us so that we can love
you. Thrive.
Sharing is caring, people. Ask questions. We'll see you next week. Peace, and we are out. Ignite your purpose, baby.